Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
With Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. I've been distracted by Panthers glory today, so we haven't even talked about Tua going on IR, which is sad.
You called it,
which
though.
Look. Come on, man. He had a vicious concussion.
Yeah.
We've all seen it, unfortunately, before with him. Yeah, of course. Have him miss four games. No rush back. They didn't sign Tyler Huntley. They're not going to hold hope that Tua's going to come back in a week. It's ridiculous. Of course you put him on IR, and that actually gives him an extra week.
He gets 5 weeks.
He gets 5 weeks in this case. So, yeah, I mean, that was an obvious move, I thought, with him, and not surprising. Not surprising at all.
I think he'll be healthier before that, mm-hmm. but the optics of it.
You think it's an optics thing?
Yes.
Interesting.
Absolutely. I 100% think it's
Well, they took a lot of – I mean, they dealt with a lot of scandal the last time because everybody was like,
right.
Oh, they're high, they hit it. They shouldn't have had him out two concussions in 4 days. And so, yeah, it was – I don't feel like this has as much venom around it for sure. I think everybody's just wishing Tua well, but – still, dude, like, he should take his time, you know? And right. Here's the thing. You know, you don't take any wins or chalk about it, but if there's going to be a part of the season where you're like, hey, can we figure this out and be 500 by the end of this? This might be the time of year they could do it and get away with it.
Yeah.
I know you don't like me assuming wins, but I'm just, like, looking at him like, well, it ain't on the road West Coast Bills game and then all that, and it's not the end of the season, so...
Right.
You know, I think that this is, you know, this is the time of year maybe they could figure it out.
Here's the problem, and here's my concern. You not only had, you know, some poor decisions with how they were running the football at times, mm-hmm. right? Kept trying to throw it outside and do all these things. But the other thing is – because you tried so hard to get all these guys ready for the end of the season, you had guys in the playing wide receiver that were unfamiliar with the technical aspects of what they were trying to do.
Yep.
And so a lot of those passes just looked awful when it was they weren't on the same page with the receiver. So I don't know how you're going to fix that. I think that there are times during the course of a season where you have to say this. We got to get through this stretch. We need our horses to play more just to get through this.
Yes.
And I think that's going to fall on Tyreek. That's going to fall on Waddle. That's going to fall on Achan. That's going to fall on – you're going to go to the defense and say, hey, look, we got to force some issues here a little bit. Everybody's going to have to do that thing. You can't just sit back and relax and just expect to get through it. You're going to have to force the issue. And I think I hope that – they figure it out, because I think we didn't realize this before, but maybe the toughest injuries were all them damn wide receivers.
Yep.
And watching these new guys run routes that just got there on Tuesday going, oof, right?
Yeah.
Like, think about this. Two or three picks, and all the picks, Waddle and Tyreek weren't on the field.
Oh, dude, there was a crazy stat.
Think about that.
There was a crazy stat Barry Jackson put about it.
Oh, with not wanting him on the field, his like percentages.
Yeah, it was like right. 2 for 10, I think, for the year already. And
right,
it,
right.
It,
so it's not even me watching it without the actual numbers. It looks noticeable. The offense is not. It looks noticeable. So what they have to do is they have to collectively get together and figure it out with the wide receiver room, with the quarterbacks, and with the coach, and say, listen, look, look, I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but between the two of y'all, we're paying y'all $50-plus million. Is it asking too much for one of y'all to be on the field? on every play?
I have Waddle. You're like 12. Let's go, dude.
Right. Exactly.
And also, if Skyler hits you in the hands, no dropsies like you had in Buffalo.
And you kind of have to go, because guess what? All those other guys are where they are because they're not you. So you can't just throw somebody else in there in one of these critical situations and expect, we have confidence in. No, you don't. Nobody have confidence in them a month ago. They have a job.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Dolphins officially placed two on IR, so he'll now be out until at least week 8 against the Arizona Cardinals. They'll be back practicing as they get ready for the Seattle Seahawks. So we have that. We'll take a break. More to come here from the Baptist Health Iceplex. We're here for Panthers Media Day. We've had a parade of cats so far. We've had Sergei Bobrovsky stop by, Carter Verhaeghe.
Lundell.
See, here's what happens. I don't know whether it's because I'm old, right?
Tobin pulled a fast one
because he forgot to remind Carter Verhaeghe how he traded him to Arizona. No, don't hold your finger up, your bum. Don't hold your finger up. And then we get there and he starts off. He goes, Carter. How are you always there to make the big shots?
Well, that was the point of the Yotes rant.
Why, I'm like, what?
The whole point of me
potentially
sending him to the Yotes out of anger was because he was not being himself, which was scoring clutch goals. And then he did.
You should have told him that.
I kinda did. Kind
no, you
of.
Did. No, you did. No, you did. No, you did.
I kinda mentioned, no, like, hey, you know, you weren't doing anything, and then you did do the thing. Hey, we gotta take a break. You know, more to come here on the show. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Everybody, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. What's wrong?
Somebody has their mic on, their speaker on.
My bad. I was editing something.
You look so disappointed.
No, because he likes to say, hey, turn on the mic. Who's
that? I don't say that.
I know, because it was you.
I don't say that.
All right. Yes, what? Yes, you do. Look, he just
Oh, man.
Why are you referring yourself to Puck Daddy, Marcos?
Because he, why?
Nah, we just want to kind of fit
just
in.
Just look at
guys.
That melon on him. Hey, why do you have it brushed out like an Amish? Got it combed out. You going to get a cut later?
No, my cut is scheduled for, oh man, I'm nervous about this. 2 days from now, I'm going to be getting a cut, and it'll be my son's first time at the barbershop. I'm kind of nervous.
Really?
All
right.
Kind of nervous.
Were you going to like one of the, so you're going to like a regular barber, or you're going to one of the like kid barbers?
Nah, I'm going to go to a regular barber, just kind of knock it out at the same time, see how it goes.
We went to the first place we went to with Tommy was this place, Cartoon Cuts, and they play whatever the movie was, like right there on the screen, distracted him.
That's
really
the best bet. I'm gonna have the iPad ready.
Why?
You ain't gotta see. Here's the difference.
Kids don't like being touched by strangers.
No,
dude.
Let me. I understand that. But here's the difference between people getting a haircut and white people getting a haircut.
Okay.
You just get the little scissors, right? We get that. So that's terrifying. We get the
I think you did it too.
Did you? Not very little. Very little. He's not getting a high top. He's not getting a fade.
He does now.
No, you know that. Listen.
Didn't Travis Kelce invent that?
Minus one.
I thought it was good. Travis Kelce.
Hey, what am I supposed to do with Mike Tyson saying that, can't walk right now so good, but not going to stop me from fighting Jake Paul?
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Because like, yeah. You know why, Mike? You know why, Iron Mike? Because 60 sucks. That's why. Like, why? Like, why we got to be so secretive by it?
I saw a ridiculous quote the other day from Duncan Robinson, who was like, yeah, you know, 30 and my back flat up, father time is undefeated. And I'm like, what? 30?
So double that and listen to Mike Tyson talk.
I'm like, I'm gonna be 38. Like, you know,
hey, don't dismiss his back, okay?
I don't know. Listen, I know that his back was hurt.
Tall people in backs.
I was not pleased.
You know what he's got? He's got that Yelich. He got that Christian Yelich.
Oh, dude, Yelich, yeah. No. Yelich got that cursed back.
I mean, but he had it when he was here.
I know. Strange that he hit 20 home runs that year, though. Jeez. But, like, he's – because when I saw that quote today, I think it was in Newsweek or USA Today. I forget who it was. But I'm like, well, the commission's got to see that and be like, ah, we're not going to do the fight. Or we're all just going to ignore this and just hope an old man gets his lights punched out.
Right.
Or do you guys really think the old man's going to punch? I don't think
they're going to fight.
You still think he's going to knock out Jake Paul, Marcos?
Do you think that's still going to happen?
No, okay. The more medical issues he has, I'm leaning with Leroy. I'm hoping, like, I don't want to see this anymore. Like, this is getting bad, dude.
It's a terrible idea.
He can't walk.
Everybody realizes Jake Paul, like, this isn't a hit on Jake Paul. He's, like I've said plenty of times, he's not as bad as you thought that he was. He's not good, but he's not embarrassingly bad. Yeah. And
he picks his fights.
And he's juiced to the gills. Mm. And Mike Tyson is 60. And the last time I saw somebody juiced to the gills fighting a person who was 60, it was at the Hard Rock, Vitor Belfort versus – he was supposed to fight Oscar De La Hoya. He ended up fighting Evander Holyfield, who took an uppercut. Maybe he tripped on his feet, probably because he's 60.
Probably because he got an uppercut.
And it was a bad idea, and they immediately stopped the fight. I just don't understand what we're doing.
Right. So I'm looking at the chats.
Yep.
If I cheer for Waddle and Achan and Skyler, does that mean I don't like Tua? No, it means you're a Dolphins fan, jackass.
That's a stupid tweet.
Right.
Or text.
Means you're a Dolphins fan.
What else are you supposed to do?
Right.
Are you going to cry about it?
Right.
Well, like wish Skyler no success, so.
Here's what everybody in that building you have to do. Well, things change. Now you're relying on him to win.
Right.
So now you want him to have all the success.
Exactly.
So that's how it works.
That was my whole point.
No, but you shouldn't have said it to start off with.
But
it sounds bad.
I understand.
It sounds raggedy that you would say it about somebody that's playing for your team.
Yeah, but if he was going to get success, that would have meant something happened to happen to Tua. So that's why I wished at the time Mike White no success.
How about instead of trying to be a smartass, how about we say, I hope Skyler never has to play.
Samesies.
No, that's not the same.
It's a much nicer approach.
It's a much nicer approach to say, I hope nobody. Right.
Put your katanas away, Semantic Samurai. We're saying
you're the one.
Wait a minute. No success.
You think
you're the guy.
So, why I got to be Semantic Samurai? You're the one over here talking about hating players on your team.
What do you mean?
Wishing them no success.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, you're making it sound like I'm rooting against them, and I am not. I'm just not rooting.
You are. You're wishing them no success.
Wait. Isn't the epitome of wishing you no success is saying is saying that?
Well, okay. Like, if I were to go up to Chris, it's not apples to apples because Chris Drieger's back, right? But, like, you know, it'll play some games.
Right.
But, like, in the playoffs, I wish him no success. Because I just want
Why balance. Can't you just say, I hope he never has to play?
Same thing.
It's not. One would get you an uppercut, and the other one was like, yeah, I hope my guy stays healthy, too.
Dude, Sal says the nuanced ninja told the Semantic Samurai to take it easy. That's the point.
Point for Twitcher.
A person we wish all the success. And if you want success...
It's a salami samurai.
A person we wish all the success because he's just the best when it comes to your dry cleaning.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Is our guy Ara over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years owned and run. I guarantee if you guys need your clothes laundered, you need some dry cleaning, you need something tailored, Ara at A&T Dry Cleaners, he's going to have success. And you're never going to want to launder your own clothes again, Leroy.
Yep, just give him a call at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. Ask for Ara. They have a seamstress on site. They can do same day alterations. Please give them a call and get a quote. Don't think they can do anything you need. You got to check them out. But give them a call. Text them. If you call and take your order over there right now, you get a deal. You just mentioned Leroy and Tobin, or Tobin and Leroy, as he would like to say, and you get 25% off your order. You will get 25% off your order. Just mention our name.
Just for our silly sauce crew out there.
Now, you know Halloween's coming up.
Yep.
We got to get old Semantic Samurai. We got to get his costume fixed.
Show pony costume.
Show pony.
It's flamingo.
No, you don't need to get that fixed. You already toting around an ass.
Fair point. But I will say, like, when you go on these online such a jackass. You go on these online orders, you know, it never fits quite right. I'll fix it for you, all right?
Yep.
Same day service. All you got to do, text or call 954-610-9383. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach counties. And again, as Leroy says, you mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. Go check them out today. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. We're at the Baptist Health Iceplex. And now we talk to our favorite Panthers insider.
Yep.
David Dwork joining us here.
You look rested, buddy.
Yeah, you seem. Are you done with your hungover summer, too?
No, just a little wake and bake. No, man, this is the start of it. Like, I've been enjoying, like, having a little extra sleep over the last couple of months, but it stops now. Like, bright and early this morning, tomorrow practice starts. Like, we're good.
I was talking to Reinhardt, and I said, dude, I cannot.
Lundell.
No.
Oh, you were talking to Reinhardt over there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I was
you're hobnobbing?
Yeah. I said, the one thing I can't get over is how long your season is. Like, you're talking about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back to backs. Like, yeah. It is by far the extreme sport as far as what you do to your body. In all the sports.
Yeah.
Like, it is, because, like, you can't sit out. You can't be on minutes restriction.
Nah, and you can't go out there right. Like 75%. You got to go balls to the wall.
Right, exactly. I'm like, it is brutal.
Yeah.
Is there something today that, like, is there somebody said or anything that's given you the goosies the most about this season upcoming?
I think first, just being in the building and going to the first Paul Maurice press conference and just kind of hearing him talk again like that, I felt this, like, I'm wired. I'm in. Like,
yeah,
I'm ready to go. But no, like, we spoke to, I was here with Roy and Chris from the Levitard show. We spoke to Dmitry Kulikov earlier, and we're asking him, like, you know, you're up 3-0, you're flying high, then you lose 3 in a row. Like, what, you know, what was that like? And he told us, like, well, I'll be honest with you, like, going into game 6 in Edmonton, and Vladimir Tarasenko said, you know, we're ready, we're going to win the cup tonight. And he's like, I'll be honest, like, I didn't really feel it in that moment. Fast forward 3 days before game 7, the confidence, for whatever reason, with these guys was through the roof. I mean, you saw them bouncing around before the game in the little tunnel outside of the locker room, like, ready to go. So
yeah,
that was cool, just kind of hearing the honesty. I guess, you know, we're at that point now, like, they won. We can hear, like, you know, the blemishes or whatever. But so that was cool. I'm so pumped right now, man. This is what I live for. I love hockey.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, just a blast knowing that, you know, your team won, first of all. Like, what they went through to win. Yeah. And seeing it grow from 2 years ago to last year, now to the cup. Like, it very rarely in sports does it build like that. Because nowadays they buy a whole bunch of players, get a whole bunch of players put together. They've built a culture. They've gotten better at it, and they perfected it last year. I'm interested to see, like, is there one player that you have concerns concern about losing and say, oh, his impact was a lot more than maybe we know. If they don't find somebody to replace that, then, you know, they might.
Yeah.
Right.
The first name that popped into my head as soon as you said that was Kevin Stenland.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, he didn't get talked about a lot last year.
Right.
But his, between what he did to solidify the fourth line, he was a fourth line center all year, and that line was extremely consistent regardless of what wingers he had, whether it was Okposo, whether it was Lomberg, whether it was Gadovich. But what he did on the PK to help Florida's penalty kill go from bottom half of the league last year, where they lost the Stanley Cup final, where they got shelled by the power play, whether it was Boston, whether it was the Vegas in the final, whether it was Carolina. Their penalty kill was struggling.
Right.
Last year, one of the best in the league, a penalty kill in Game 7 that led to the game-winning goal by – or the penalty kill in Game 7, not that led to the game-winning goal, but the one in the second period where, like, Forsling broke his stick and Stenland was out there with no stick for, like, 90 seconds and they killed off the Edmonton power play, which was so epically good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a tough spot to fill. Obviously, you lose guys like Ekman, Larson, and Montour on your back line.
Yep.
Two of your top four. That's going to be tough to fill. But I've got the utmost confidence in this front office.
Yeah.
Whether it's Bill Zito and his staff, they know this team.
They've earned that.
They've earned it.
From day one. As you said, they changed the culture with the first moves they brought. The contracts that Zito has got his top guys, whether it's Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhart, Lundell, Forsling, all team-friendly deals that allows them to build and to get the depth right.
It's a long-term deal. This whole thing that you're seeing right now is built for long-term. It's not built, you know, like the Marlins did it.
No, it's not a one-and-done.
Yeah.
Not a one-hit wonder.
And so it's really cool. I'm really excited because of that.
Yeah.
But I always wonder because, like, we all know the stars. Like, and I'm an amateur at watching hockey, right? So I know the stars. But there's guys, when you talk about the second, third, and fourth rotations, that have been very important. And those are the guys that kind of are the backbone of continuation of what your stars do. And I always wonder what guys, you know. So I'll look to see who, you know, I mean, who they brought in and how, what impact they're going to make.
What, who, because they got Driedger back. He's going to be backing up Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Or is Spencer Knight, like, is there a chance that he can win that job? Or is it definitely going to be Driedger? Are they still slow-rolling Spencer Knight? Like, where does that situation stand?
I believe heading into camp, I'd think that the backup job is Knight's to lose, to be honest. Like,
really?
He was, like, they had him at the AHL last year to kind of get back into the routines and the feeling of pro hockey after, you know, he stepped away the year before into the players' assistance program. But he's came back from his OCD issues. He's back locked in. And the second half of last year, particularly the last 6 to 8 weeks of the season, he was lights out in the AHL. So if he can continue on that path, there's no reason to think that he can't pick up right up where he left off 2 years ago, backing up Bob, kind of ascending in his career. I think that's the plan. Driedger, there's obviously a lot of familiarity there. Mm-hmm. They know they can trust him. So you have that as your kind of 2-3 insurance policy. As we've seen in the last couple of years, having that third goalie can be very important to a team. 2 years ago, Alex Lyon, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't even have gotten into the playoffs, let alone the Stanley Cup final.
Right.
So I think that's the plan for now. Spencer Knight, he's still considered one of the top goalie prospects in the world. So you've got to give him some runway and see if he's going to grow into what a lot of people down here think he still will be.
Is a period of time where like, you know, we're so used to in sports seeing things happen right away. Oh, tie drive pick. He's the next can't miss. I know baseball's slow. But football and basketball, they expect it to happen now. How's that in hockey? Like, do you have a period of time? Like, is there a 26, 27 for these 20-year-olds that come into the league? Or do they expect it a little quicker?
It's a small fraction of guys that they think can step in right away after being drafted. That, you know, it's very few and far between. Usually a guy is going to go to the minors for a year or two, kind of learn the pro game. If it's a guy that's coming from international, it's a completely different game playing overseas than it is playing in North America. So you've got to learn different ice size, different styles and things like that. It's not often where a guy would get picked first overall, like a Connor McDavid or a Connor Bedard, and step right into the NHL team like Sasha Barkov did here famously and quite well. But it's not very often that it happens in hockey. It's not quite as slow of a process as baseball, where it seems like it takes years for a guy to make it up there. But, yeah, it's definitely not the same kind of demands that you see.
Is goalie a little bit different, too?
Yeah, I think goalies and defensemen, it's a bit harder. Defensemen, it's the hardest to kind of get to that level from an amateur level, I think. Goaltending, it's a little bit different because size comes into matter. But yeah, it's those are the two that I think is the hardest to get into.
Speaking of young guys, we were talking to Anton Lundell earlier. What's his next step? Like 22 years old, already a champion. Everybody thinks the world of him. Like, yeah. What do you like? Are there goals that are too super lofty for him this upcoming year? Is it a slow step up for him? What do you think could be expected from him?
Well, it's an interesting situation with Lundy because, as you said, he's been in the league 3 years now. He's won a Stanley Cup, and he's one of the best young centers considered in the league. He's a very good two-way player. But Florida's so deep down the middle. We got Barkov on the top line. You got Sam Bennett on the second line. So he's really stuck in that third line spot regardless of how good of a season he has and how high his ceiling might be, because you don't want to move him away from center. Having a good two-way center that can score is not an easy thing to find in this league. And right now the Panthers have one of the best, and they're developing another one. Mm-hmm. So I think the ceiling is very high for Lundell, even on that line, because him and Eetu Ostrainen, they played together the last 2 years, and they play really well together. I think Eetu is one of the more underrated guys on this team. So Lundell, I mean, for somebody being as young as he is, already have 3 years of experience, and to be doing that at center, which is the hardest position to play as a forward. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see just like where his career builds. And he's going to be here for a while. He signed that big deal.
Little Finland is taking over. That's how it's going. Before we get you out of here, David Dwork does a fantastic job. Boots on the ground, covering the Panthers day in and day out, and does a great job with our boy Roy Bellamy over there, the hockey show. Check out the boys. They were here today getting some great interviews, so go check out their work as well. In this Eastern Conference, it was, they're now the hunted. They've gone there. Is there somebody you think is their biggest rival, or a couple of teams that you think are going to be the biggest threat to dethrone them this year?
Well, there's always going to be challenges from within the division, because you've got Toronto, who looks on paper like they improved this offseason and they were already a good team. You got Tampa, who's always a thorn in the Panthers' side. They always find a way to be good. But honestly, like the team I'm watching in the East this year the most is the team they played in the conference final last year, and that's the New York Rangers. That's a team that's built top to bottom. They've got arguably the best goalie in the league right now. No knock on Bob. Like Bob and Iggy, they're both amazing Russian goaltenders, one generation behind the other, though, because I'm sure Shesterkin was watching Bob play when he was a young boy.
Some punk kid.
So, but yeah, I mean, the East is tough, even beyond the Rangers. Carolina's a good team. You never know what Pittsburgh's going to have cooking. In our own division, Detroit's up and coming. Ottawa's a team that some people are looking at this year. So,
I want to ask you one thing with Bob, too. Being his birthday's in a couple days, is there any concern of, do they got a maintenance problem? I know he loves to play, so he's not going to, this is not a conversation he probably likes to have, but is there any maintenance program they should have with him? Two long seasons in a row, maybe take it easy with him on the regular season, or at his age, only a couple years left on this deal before he probably rides off into the sunset, do you just ride him like he's a champion now?
Well, I think what you saw last year is kind of what they'd like to do moving forward with him, which is have him start around 50 to 55 games. Last year was great because both Bob and Stolarz were healthy the entire way. Mm-hmm. And Stolarz was spectacular. He didn't have to play your typical backup games where he's playing on the second night of a back-to-back or maybe against the lesser team. They were so confident with their goaltending that they could roll both guys out last year. But with Bob, he's one of the, if not the hardest worker in the NHL. His workouts are legendary. He's in amazing shape. And if it was up to him, he'd play every day, every game, and the Panthers have to kind of limit his time. But I think they'll continue to do that just because he's in such amazing shape. You don't often see goaltenders in their mid to late 30s playing at a high level, let alone at a championship level. But Bob's a whole nother beast. That we knew that when they signed that deal, that he's one of the few guys that could play into their late 30s and still maintain that level because of his work ethic. So I don't think there's a concern that he's going to fall off. I think the team wants to keep him as, I don't want to say like caution, but they just want to, keep him fresh because they're expecting these long playoff runs. So, I think 50 to 55 games is like the target area, and then between Spencer Knight and Driedger, I think they're pretty confident.
David Dwork, go follow his work. Go check out the Hockey Show with him and Roy Bellamy. They got some great content coming your way as well. They are both boots on the ground for every Panthers game. Great coverage those guys do locally for the team. Thanks, I appreciate the time, buddy. Great seeing
you. Thank you for having me. Hi, Marcos.
Oh, David!
You see? Look at my box, too. Look
I can't come on without saying hi. That's come on.
Small, tiny box. The smallest box on here and everything. They're trying to keep me. I'm not a championship.
I'm an OG small box guy, so from one to another.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show after this.